Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, March 17th, 2024. So, on a day that is one remove from having been a great pattern, March 16th, 2024, because it went up by fours, but we missed that. Did you do the crossword?
We did, and it is St. Patrick's Day.
You're right.
So.
Oh, luckily Irish to you. yes, indeed. Was it a festive crossword then?
It was a chaotic crossword. When I first saw the grid, just the way the black squares were arranged was like, oh my goodness, it looks sort of like a hurricane or something.
Mm-hmm. Just sort of random dots all over.
Yes, yes. But there was sort of a reason for that, and it sort of dealt with the theme. So,
would you like to talk about the theme?
Well, I guess I could. The name of the puzzle was All Over the Map, and that is certainly an apt description of today's crossword. There were eight themed clues and a revealer clue that they all would refer to in each of the clues and of the themed clues. So the first, and they were found in the four corners of the puzzle. So in the upper left corner, there were two clues, and those were down clues. One of them was attraction. That's part of America's first national park, and that turned out to be Old Faithful. And then just two over, four down, attraction. And it always said in the revealer clue, which was 69 across. So attraction in the revealer clue, that's almost 2,000 feet deep, and that was Crater Lake. And then we had in the upper right corner, 28 across, attraction in the revealer clue, that once froze over for 30 hours in 1848, and that was Niagara Falls. And then we had 37 across up there, attraction in the revealer clue that withstands dozens of lightning strikes a year, familiarly, and that was Lady Liberty. And then in the lower left corner, we had 104 across, attraction in the revealer clue that is overseen by the Navajo Nation, and that was Four Corners. And also 116 across, attraction in the revealer clue that is on the extraterrestrial highway, and that was Area 51. And then finally, in the lower right corner, we had two clues, theme clues, attraction in the revealer clue designed to be a city of the future, and that was Epcot Center. And then also 80 down, attraction in the revealer clue where crocodiles and alligators uniquely coexist, and that was Everglades. And so you would think then the revealer clue would be the United States, mm-hmm. because all of these things are in the United States. But no, the revealer clue, 69 across, locale of this puzzle's attractions, really all eight of them. And it turned out to be a rebus that said, concurrently said, the Northwest, the Northeast, the Southwest, and the Southeast, using rebuses on the first and third letter of North and South, and the first and second letter of East and West. So you either had an S or an N in the first letter of that North or South, and then you had the O, and then you had either an R or U, and then the TH, so for North or South. And then you had an E or W, or an A or E, and then ST for East or West.
Yes.
And the amazing thing was that both of those letters worked on the crossing clues.
On the downs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the downs. So where it was North or South, and you had N or S, that was on 70 down, and that the clue there was division for a tennis match, and it could either be net or set. They both worked.
Yes.
And then 66 down was where the R and the U of North and South were in the same square. And that was...
it was 56 down.
56 down, sorry, yeah. Word before fly, and that could be either horse or house. So very ingenious, really, when you look at that revealer clue that they were able to get four different combinations for the answer to that revealer clue. And when they had to have rebuses, the two letters within each rebus worked with the opposing clues, with the down clues, as well as the across clues.
Right. And they also had to get all of those attractions in approximately geographically the right
That's
spot
right.
relative
That's
right. to the grid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they had the Old Faithful and Crater Lake in kind of the northeast or northwest.
Northwest. Mm-hmm.
And they had Area 51 and Four Corners in the southwest. And they had the Everglades and Epcot in the north or the southeast. And they had Niagara Falls and Lady Liberty in the northeast. So, yeah, that too. So
just an extraordinary piece of work.
It really was. Mm-hmm. And it was by Simeon Siegel.
Yes.
Well done.
Right. And he's done 12. And he usually does Thursdays. So he's sort of, rebuses are probably in his blood, so to speak.
Well, he's used to doing puzzles with a little twist in them. So, but this one was quite the feat, I thought. I was very, very
yes.
impressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun. You know, it wasn't a terribly hard solve. Well, there were a lot of fairly easy clues, but there were some good challenges as well.
Well, the other thing about the rebuses, you didn't have to put them in as rebuses.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because I had the north, I had the northeast, and I'm like, and I didn't even notice after I solved it that the NSRUEWAE pairs popped into play where I had just one letter.
Oh.
And so, did you put in the rebuses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't need to do that. And
so when it solved, did it put them in for you?
Apparently. I mean, I didn't even really look. I just solved it and then went on to something else, and I didn't notice that those had popped up.
Do they have something between the letters?
A slash.
A slash. Yeah, that's what I put. An N slash S, R slash U, E slash W, A slash E.
See, I didn't even realize that I had to do that. How did you know that you had to do that?
Well, because, well... For one thing, I noticed the downs, you could have two different answers for them because I thought, okay, like I think I got it on, what was it? Maybe the 59 down, no, in a certain dialect.
So I went for nay, N-A-E.
I went for nay,
right.
But it could also be naw. So, and no, it was with the horse in the house, that was it. Word before fly, and I had put in horse fly, but then I thought, I had put in house fly, but then I thought, oh no, it says north there. So then I put in horse fly, and then I'm like, but it said, you know, I figured out, I think with horse and house that it could actually be two different letters, and then that got me thinking, and like, oh, they've got north and south and east and west. So yeah, that's. I figured out there were four rebuses in that answer. So I stuck them in, and I wasn't quite sure how, but I thought, well, I'll put a slash and see if that works, and it did.
See, I looked at 70 down, the division for a tennis match, and I thought, oh, that's set.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I had S-O, and then I thought, and then I had blank T-H, so I thought, well, it's got to be south. Mm-hmm. And it didn't even occur to me to look at the crosses to figure out that it could have been, you know, north.
Uh-huh.
And then also with 59 down, the no in a certain dialect, well, they use nay, N-A-E, quite a lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I had N-A-E, and I thought, well, it's got to be E blank S-T, it's got to be an A. So I just fell into place for me. I didn't even think that I needed, because I hadn't really regarded the crosses, that I needed an alternative.
Right, yeah.
And mercifully, I didn't need an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise,
yeah, that's good. That's good that they let it solve if you only had one or the other in.
They'll often do that, though.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, they will. I mean, that if you have a rebus and you just, sometimes if you just get in one letter, they're good.
Well, yeah, I think they've become more forgiving.
Right, because they're tired of people gathering around the building with pitchforks, very literate people threatening to burn it down. there were some great clues throughout. There were 10 debut words in the crossword.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And but there were some brilliant ones. Like, let's see, eight down. This is not the most brilliant, but it was still pretty good. Heady ? Was cranial.
Yes.
And I thought one of the best was nine across. Short hedge ? OTOH.
Yes.
On the other hand.
That's right.
It's like, oh, that was, you know, it's just like, what's a short hedge?
Yes. I had the same thought. And then I'm like, oh, like a hedging. You're trying to hedge your comment.
Right.
So, yeah. On the other hand.
I got it through the crosses and then understood it. I needed to look at it for a moment. The one next to it, 13 across, Turner on the radio. Of course I said Tina.
Me too.
Because the second letter was an I, but which matched the 14 down, but it was dial.
Right, right. And 14 down, slang appears, should have listened to me. I told ya so.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 let's see. 12 down. I had a lot of trouble with 12 down. That was consider. It was four letters, and I'm like, deem? That was the only word I could think of.
Uh-huh.
But it was hear.
Hear, yes.
Did hear?
Like H-E-A-R.
Did hear come to you right away?
No. But I actually had trouble with 20, which is kind of bad. But collection during a church service, I put in offering, of course, offerings.
Yes.
But it turned out to be offertory, which is the more formal name for the offering.
Well, if it's any consolation, I went for offerings too, which caused me a lot of trouble because that G then crossed into 60 across general meeting place, and I had wig room. And I'm like, is that like where the lawyers or the justices meet in the wig room? But it turned out to be war room.
That's correct.
And it was because it was offertory.
Yes.
I think what convinced me that I had a problem with offerings was 48 across, fish fittingly found in anemone, and that was Nemo.
That's right.
So just like, okay, it can't be I-N-G-S because that's got to be an O there. So that sort of nailed it for me. Let's see. And you were about to say something when I so rudely...
Well, I was going to mention offertory.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Let's see. 13 down. 13 down was comedian Jimmy with a self-described schnozola.
Yes.
What a great word. Schnozola.
Schnozola. Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante. Yes. Yeah, so glad to see he's back in the grid. Doesn't show up very often.
No.
But from time to time...
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Oh, I liked, was it 46 across? Either end of America, kind of going with the theme there. And it was schwa.
Yes.
America.
Right. So,
mm-hmm.
We just had a clue where it was Target. And
yeah,
either entering or
either
entering or exiting Target. And
right.
It was T's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sort of the same geographic area of the word,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. 34 across. Boy, I wrote it down and I didn't quite believe it. Buyer was vendee.
That's correct, yes.
I guess I've just never heard anyone say that they're a vendee. It's always a vendor.
Vendor and vendee.
Vendor, yes. Vendee. I mean, it made sense, mm-hmm. and that's where I went for it. But mm-hmm. Well, I was helped with 29 down. Hail in old Rome was av.
Right.
And thanks to my extensive study of Asterix and Obelix, I mean, I knew that about as well as I knew that Leia was a princess in Star Wars. So, and listeners, if you've never read Asterix and Obelix, you should check it out.
Yep, they're great.
Yes. Let's see. 39 across was great. Didn't swipe right? Stole.
Yeah. Can you swipe wrong and right? I guess you can.
That was,
how do you swipe right?
I am not sure.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's that one of those dating apps. I have no idea what.
Yes.
But no, it was talking about swiping things.
Right.
Stealing.
47 across, I goofed in slang. So there's some more slang.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my B. Right. And I was trying to figure out how you pronounce it because it's spelled M-Y-B and it's short, of course, for my bad, which also was slang.
Right.
Funny how the language keeps evolving. But I was trying to decide, should it be my B or mib?
I believe it's my B.
My B? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's my B. I guess it's however you want. 62 across was brilliant. That being school subjects, ? Students.
Of course, yes.
Yes, that was very nice. And then we had sort of the Scandinavian area of the grid. 68 across, capital city founded by King Harald was Oslo.
That's right.
And then right beneath that, 81 across, voice of Olaf in Frozen, Josh Gad.
Yes.
So when I say it's sort of Scandinavian, that's very, should be interpreted very loosely.
That's right. It's funny. I could not remember Josh Gad's name. I could see him. I could hear him.
How could
him.
You see him? He looked like Olaf.
I know, but I know what he looks like in real life.
He looks
I could see him, and I could, you know, I could hear his voice, but I couldn't think of his name.
Oh.
Josh Gad. He was also in Beauty and the Beast. So
I see.
The real life version.
Oh, all right.
He played LeFou, the little sidekick to the bad guy.
He seems like he'd be the right dimensions to play LeFou.
Yeah.
Who played Gaston?
I can't think what his name is. I can't think.
Presumably some hunky looking person.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Let's see. 95 down. Flake, so to speak, was Bale.
Right.
Didn't quite follow that. I guess if you flake out, you just sort of don't
mm-hmm.
show up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that felt a little weird to me. And then we had 98 across. We actually had, 50 across, music genre that emphasizes the offbeat was ska.
That's right.
And then we had 98 across, that was Caribbean music genre was soca.
Yes.
Have you ever heard any soca?
I haven't.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I'd play some right now, but then lawyers would descend. So, listeners, if you get a chance, check out soca. Really, really, at least the tunes that I was picking up from Apple Music were quite impressive. Let's see, 99 down. What did you have for supply for kindergarten drawers?
Crayons.
See, I went for erasers.
Oh.
Because I figured they'd make mistakes.
Oh.
And the R and the A and the last S did fit.
Oh,
but,
yes, yes.
But it wasn't erasers. It was crayons.
Crayons. No, I thought of crayons right away.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think of more precise kindergartners than most people, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
102 down. That was seller of over a billion huggable hangers on TV. I'm not sure what a huggable hanger is. Is that where you take your baby and put it in a hanger or something?
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
It might be hangers that kind of hug the clothes so they don't fall off.
So it's not related to Huggies.
No.
Okay, because I was thinking huggable sounded so cute. I just thought Huggies. But all right, well that makes more sense. Anyways, it was HSN.
Right.
The home shopping network.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I liked 77 down. That was a term I'd never heard before. Googled oneself as an example of ego surfed.
Great phrase.
Yes, yes, ego surfed.
Have you ever ego surfed?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, I found myself in the FBI 10 most wanted. It's like, whoa, I'd better arrest myself.
Mm-hmm.
We just had Stephen Hawking in the grid a couple of days ago on Pi Day.
Right.
And we had 107 across today. Life would be blank if it weren't funny. Stephen Hawking was the author of that quote. And the quote was, life would be tragic if it weren't funny.
That's right.
very profound, like mm-hmm. everything else that mm-hmm. he did.
Mm-hmm.
112 down, yoga pose was asana.
Yep.
And I wrote that down confidently. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you do the New York Times crossword and you are asked for a clue that has shown up. Let us just take a quick count here, thanks to xwordinfo.com. 80 times. Mm-hmm. It has shown up 3 times this year. It's only March.
If you look at the graph there, in the last, maybe 5-10 years, it's shown up quite a bit.
Yes.
What's the difference between the blue and the red? Modern era versus
right.
pre-short. Yeah, it's shown up a lot in the last few years. Long lines there.
Well, in 1992, it looked like it showed up 5 times, and then we've got a record in, I guess, 2023 of 6.
Yeah.
And listeners, in case you're wondering, the very first time it appeared, it was clued as manner of sitting in Hindu countries. Oh, that's not nearly as much fun, but...
And what year was that?
That was in 1942.
Oh.
A very good year for asana. And it was yoga posture for decades, it seems.
Oh.
Yoga posture seems to be the way of phrasing it.
Well, that makes sense because it's a yoga posture.
Right. 123 down, weight. What? The answer was, huh.
Yes.
I like that.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, this was a fabulous crossword by, as you say, Simeon Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Simeon.
Yes.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. We're going to be on tomorrow and Tuesday, and then we're going to take a break for logistical reasons, and we'll be back, I think, the Sunday after that, I think that was the plan.
No, Monday.
Monday?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be hearing this stagecraft right now, folks. We'll figure this out, and by tomorrow we'll Monday. Know definitive Monday. All right, so we're going to be back on Monday. So taking a bit of a break, but fear not, we will be doing the crossword. We trust you will be the same, but we will be here tomorrow, and we will be here the day after. And as always, we love listener mail, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. That's it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.